the movie moved really well for the first like 2 hours, and like really until the bomb goes off, like when they're doing the test. And I thought that last hour, like, it just, it didn't match the momentum. It didn't match the tone.
I disagree.
I thought it just felt like it was flailing to get to a meaningful ending. It just,
but the trial goes throughout the whole movie.
It just, there's just something about, like, the bomb going off where, like, you have a sense of finality in the movie that the movie then refuses to give you by continuing on for like really another hour.
Yeah, the bomb happens midway.
And I just don't think that that last half is as interesting. And I'm sorry, I know that Robert Downey Jr. has been getting a lot of praise and accolades and awards, but I'm just like, that storyline, like, I understand that it, like, it helps us get to like the momentous, like, I did set the world on fire, like that line. But it, like, while you're watching it in real time, I thought it felt so boring to get there.
I would, for me, I guess watching it, I would argue like I was more intrigued by the later half. For me, I thought that the,
you like it better after he had Am become death.
Yeah, and the idea of him with this, the bomb, and going to trial, and then the trial really wasn't even a trial. But then we kept going back to the larger, give me the words, the when Rami Malek came back and like came in,
the implications.
I thought that was really, I was intrigued by that, and it focused me on what I had just watched, I guess.
How do we feel about Cillian Murphy's performance? Because he's winning Best Actor left and right.
It's true. And like, I understand that this is the type of movie that wins awards.
I don't remember thinking anything remarkable about it from watching it, and then seeing all these nominations.
I thought he was good for such a heavy, what could have been a sloggy movie. I think he keeps, I think he helps keeps the tone sprightly. Like, he has a performance that's got a little vigor in it, and I think it helps what could have been a serious slog. I don't think the role ever broke him. It does seem that, like, he as an actor is fully capable of steerheading, like, a big, like, quote,
he's
important movie.
He's an incredible actor. Like,
yeah.
I've
had my eye on him since 28 Days Later.
You cannot
only
because
he was nude.
Yeah.
He was a cutie back then, too.
He sure was.
You cannot look at that performance and go, I mean, he is...
Even if I don't look at it and be like, star, like, I still look at it and like acknowledge
it.
That like it is
he doesn't overplay it.
Yeah,
like he keeps, you know, he obviously has to keep within that character's mannerisms or whatever, and like
and just the confines of the tone of the movie as well. Like, you're only allowed so much leeway to stay like tonally in the film, and
I think he's pretty remarkable.
In my opinion, it's a lot of lines. And he's on camera the entire time.
He remembered all of them.
I don't know. I just I remember like coming away from it. I was thinking more about so many other things than like his performance.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I actually think that that's what made me like him so much, was that he wasn't
the star.
I never learned to read moment or something.
Yeah.
And it's that doesn't happen. I mean,
and
the most
he
get
wasn't
is like
frowning his way before.
Oh my
you
god,
know.
Don't get me started. Or
I,
get me started,
I mean,
later.
The movie, it still succumbed to that, like, Christopher Nolan-y thing where, like, any character can say any line of dialogue except for maybe the women who don't have any expertise in anything.
Shh, be quiet.
Yeah, they don't get a lot
quiet.
To do.
Quiet. Quiet, you.
But yeah, I kind of agree with that. That it's just, it's the movie's not marked by its performances, really. It's by like the forward momentum, and it's by like the sort of super exposed idea into physics, you know.
Yeah. But I'm not trying to, but I thought he did a great job.
Sure.
I think he did a good job in like, this is a Hollywood blockbuster sort of way that it's just,
it's
like,
it's a hard job that he had. It's a big, like,
but are we rewarding good, you did a good job, or are we rewarding you did a good performance?
Well, we'll get to that when we get to that category.
All right.
But yeah, I think that is a question to be wrestled with this movie, that it's just like, how much of acting is fitting the tone of the movie, and how much of it is being a breakout performance?
Mm-hmm. Which I guess we'll get to.
Oh boy.
I'm going to run down real quick like the pros and cons of Oppenheimer as I saw them. The pros of Oppenheimer, I thought the movie did an excellent job of showing how two ideas can be true at the same time, like two conflicting ideas. Mm-hmm. We're presented with it at the at the very beginning. It's like, how can light be a wave and a something something, and quantum physics says that it can't, but it is, and like that's how like we start the movie. And we're consistently like, we get these ideas that are opposite but true. We need the bomb in Japan to stop the war versus Japan's on the verge of surrendering anyway. We don't need the bomb. There's like all these.
I like that.
Yeah, there's all these like the overarching theme of the movie is conflicting ideas both being true,
existing at the same time. Yeah, yeah, sure.
And I love that. I also love that they portray scientists not as like a monolith. Like, people are in it for different reasons. They have different beliefs. They are wildly different people. Like, there's the sort of theme in the movie that Oppenheimer might be doing this more so to stop the Jewish genocide rather than for scientific purposes, that it's moral rather than ethical. But then there's also like the argument at hand that this is like purely utilitarian. This is only about showing might, no moral equivocation at all. And and like the scientist, when the bomb's about to go off and there's like one person in a van and he's like, well, the glass will protect me, and the other one's like, well, who will protect you from the glass? I liked all that. Neil deGrasse Tyson cried while watching the movie. His only complaint to the scientific accuracy is he said that at that time of year, that season in New Mexico, at the time of day that they blew it off, it would have been bright blue daylight out, but that for the sake of a movie, a bomb blowing up looks better at night. So he was like, he forgave it for that. He's like, everything else, he's like, I cried while watching this.
He also liked Interstellar, so.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, keep that in mind.
But, I mean, Neil deGrasse Tyson also like nitpicks like Titanic for not having like the right like constellations in the sky during the sinking scene. So
nerd,
it's just, like,
alert.
I know. But it's just like, that's like how he felt about the movie. Like, he loved it from a scientific point of view. So all that I like about the movie, but what I didn't like was I thought it was really amateurishly directed in a lot of scenes. Like, a lot of it was like B unit scene or like, yeah, second unit directors shooting shit.
I'm bummed that he's probably going to win Best Director for this when we have The Prestige to look at. We have Memento to look at. We have better movies, like, that he's actually put some style.
It's a Scorsese Departed.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That is just his year. Like,
we gotta give it to him sometime.
I mean, it's weird to think that, like,
Dunkirk would have been fine. Who won that year, by the way?
I've gotta go. Park my meter. my meter's up. I gotta go.
Is that the Shape of Water year? Was that
no.
Is that Shape of Water?
No, it was earlier.
That's
It was 2010 or 11.
10?
No.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Oh my god. Give me a hint.
Okay. Edit this out. The Departed was nominated.
Oh, you mean...
You think it was... I think it was 2012.
The same year as The Departed?
Well, no, we're just talking about the specific year where The Departed won.
I thought you were talking about when...
I'm guessing it's 2012. That's my guess. Wait,
Departed was 2000 and...
Oh, and...
No. So, shh, shh.
It was not 2012.
Quiet.
Wait.
I'm being Nicole Kidman. And
yeah, wait. The comedy gods are speaking to me. Why? Doesn't she notice him coming in?
Oh my wait, god, that wait. Movie. That movie. Oh my god.
Why? Maybe the plant grows.
No. Am I
this
talking
is
about
great pod, the by the way.
Am I talking about The Departed?
Yeah. I don't know. Why are you asking me?
2006.
Sick. Oh, wow.
Yes,
really
that's
early.
Right. That
okay.
is correct. I know
okay.
that one. That one's correct. I'm trying to figure out when Christopher Nolan was nominated for fucking...
Oh, Dunkirk.
Dunkirk.
Oh, Dunkirk would have been like 2016 or something, or 15.
Okay, so that's what I was trying to figure out.
Well, you look at the movie and then you add a year.
Yeah, I know.
Well, how long does it take you to look up a movie?
Can you relax?
No, I cannot.
It was...
See, we weren't even on the same page. That's the problem.
Just give me a year, please.
I'm trying. I don't know.
Oh my god, everyone's gone to sleep by now.
So Dunkirk, it would have been 2018. 2018
okay.
Oscars.
Okay, so yeah, Shape of Water won.
Oh, Guillermo del Toro. Yeah, Shape of Water.
That's all I wanted to find out.
God.
Jesus.
Scenic crowd over here.
Lady Bird was that
that's
year.
That's right.
Mm.
The Post.
Oh god. No, The Post was fine. You're thinking of a Spotlight.
You're right.
Oh, I love Spotlight.
What did you love about Spotlight?
Yeah, tell us about this.
Oh my god, I love Spotlight. I love any sort of journalistic sort of like...
You like a muckraker.
Ryan watches All the President's Men at least once a year.
Oh, yeah.
That one's good.
I don't know.
I saw Dark Water not too long ago, too.
Oh, I never watched that.
And
how was
like,
that?
It's boring.
It's so like milquetoast, middle of the road.
It really is. It's definitely like a one for them. Like... He did it so he could get funding for a different
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, I just feel like these, you know...
She's fine.
Muckraker... No, that's not the right word. Is it? Yeah, I guess these, like, expose movies that we get once in a while. The only one that I think is good is All the President's Men.
But
all the rest of them are like, that's just fine.
Spotlight didn't, like, move you?
No.
No, I knew all about that story. Best Picture, when we have like The Revenant that same year, give me a break.
The Revenant, really?
I liked The Revenant a lot. I think it's an underrated film.
You think it's underrated? It won like several Academy Awards.
Oh, then it's fine.
Yeah, Leo won his fucking Oscar for that.
Yeah, he frowned through the whole thing probably too.
I mean, he kind of. Granted, it was cold. I'd be frowning too.
Yeah, that's understandable.
And there was that bear thing, so I'd be frowning during that probably.
You love bears.
Not when I'm being mauled like that.
Especially when you're being mauled like that.
Wait a second, is this a sex reference?
You know, Matt, his mind's always in the gutter.
Sorry.
All right, so we have talked about all the movies now, haven't we?
All the Best Picture nominees, yes.
God. You haven't caught one of my Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared references today. I've done several.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
No, I am behind on those.
We have finished The Chicken Picnic.
So now can we move on to...
Categories?
Yeah.
Scattergories.
Yeah.
Okay, supporting
breaking out the taboo
actress,
buzzer.
We know.
What's that?
Supporting actress, we know.
That's not where we're starting. We have to do all of them. Well, but some of these I haven't seen, so I can't chime in. Which means that you two will do a whole episode on it.
Well, I mean, it depends where we want to start. I can start someplace if we'd like.
Matthew, why don't you start?
Writing, parentheses, original screenplay.
Oh, okay. Fuck.
We have Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Maestro, May, December, and Past Lives.
Past Lives.
Considering it's only been nominated for two things, this is the if it's only going to win one of those two, this is the one I want it to win.
Anatomy of a Fall will win.
Darren likes punishment. I've always kind of known this.
No, it's. I'm saying that because they've continuously win.
I know this is going to be. I think this is going to be a little
in this situation
tough to go through these categories by categories because so many of these feel like foregone conclusions. Is it just me, or does it feel
to,
like
to me? Like I would give it to Past Lives personally. If this was Darren Deuce's Oscar, like if I controlled everything, yeah,
you give it to Past Lives.
I would give it to Past Lives, but like, completely.
Jessica Baxter does like a betting pool, and if you just bet the odds, you're going to win this year. Which sucks. Like, I don't see any upsets coming down the line.
May, December, I loved May, December. Like, that's... But Anatomy of a Fall, I think, will win.
Mm. Based on... That's not the one that you want to win. That's the one that you think will win.
Well,
yeah.
I think it's a great screenplay, first of all. But I think in the what I've been seeing, it will win.
Bitches love a dog dying, I guess.
But dog was fine. She cuddles it at the very end.
Ah, it was too close for comfort.
No, you turned it off when the dog...
Okay, adapted screenplay.
Oh, yep. That's what we're on to?
American Fiction, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, Zone of Interest. No one's got any feelings on the matter?
I'm thinking...
That's what the last 3 weeks were for, Ryan. You should be coming to this ready to answer.
Oh, mister, I didn't print out anything for us.
As if you don't have a phone.
I actually think American Fiction is going to win it.
Yeah? What makes you say
that? Really?
I just...
Or is this the one you want to win it?
No, this is the one I think will win.
Okay.
I feel like it kind of hits all of the...
The women talking of 2023.
I think it hits all of the checks. I think it.
I hope it doesn't, because I feel like the problems with the movie are from the ground up, in my opinion.
To me, if I was doing it, I would say Zone of Interest.
I think Zone of Interest too.
And also because it's adapted from a source material that
included a prisoner.
Well, they took out a whole story that they didn't include, a whole kind of love story that they...
Between who and who?
I don't know. Mm. I've never read it. I'm not going to assume, but I know that it's about... I believe it's about a prisoner and...
Yeah, I was going to say, like, some of it takes place inside the camp. So yeah. The fact that he cut that out, I think, is good.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the thing I think I was waiting for.
Oh.
I can't say definitively one way or the other, but I think the movie could have benefited by keeping that in.
The movie is perfect, and it could only have been worsened by that.
What's your pick, Matt?
For adapted screenplay?
Yeah.
I think Poor Things might, because he's won before. He won for The Favorite.
Oh.
Never no, he did not win before, for The Favorite. I like it. I was also going to do Poor Things.
Mm. He did not win for The Favorite. Take that. Edit that out, please.
I'll make a note.
Yeah, lots of editing in this pod. I think I'm... Whether the question of what I think will win versus what I want to win, of course, are two different things.
Yeah, answer both.
Yeah.
I would like Poor Things to win, because I think it was a marvelous adaptation. Like, the movie had this, like, young adult novel feel that also felt like adult that was only young at heart sort of feel. So I think that just the movie captured it perfectly. Me on a
Thursday night, am I right?
Yeah. I feel like you're, like, Blanche DuBois a little bit at the Flamingo, like, calling young soldiers to your room.
Darren.
The tarantula arms. Lucy, you're fine. Little one, you lie down.
They're calling me.
Darren does have a little Blanche DuBois in him, doesn't he? Just a little. A little Blanche Devereaux,
I've
too.
I've always thought that you're like Jessica Tandy.
I'm a real Jessica Tandy.
So deep cut. Like, what she was are they talking about?
That's a deep cut.
Jessica Tandy was in the Broadway production, but she didn't make it to the movie. They replaced her.
She originated Blanche DuBois.
I know. That's why I said it. And watched her last night in Fried Green Tomatoes. So I thought of it.
Isn't that amazing that she originated that role?
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
She's actually very good in Fried Green Tomatoes, too.
Yeah, she's nominated.
She's a good
actress.
She was nominated for Best Supporting Actress.
Yeah. She's great in it.
Yeah, it's funny because Blanche is supposed to be...
You look at her and you go, oh, you're just, like, doing your thing, and she's not. No, she's doing it.
She's good. It's funny because, like, Blanche is supposed to be the, like, old-school acting character, you know, like... But you watch her in Fried Green Tomatoes, and it's like, this is the most natural-looking thing I've ever seen.
I know.
She looks great.
Well, there's a great, it's like when you watch Vivian Leigh do it, who's excellent.
Yeah, she's great,
it
too.
It is like this old school versus new school, and it actually works well.
It also works that, like, everyone else was from the stage production, and everyone else has
a vibe and a rhythm.
But Vivian did do it in London.
Oh,
before. Okay.
Right.
So, and it was directed by Laurence Olivier.
Oh.
So there is this, like, beautiful meaning of, like, old and new, which really does work for the characters.
Yeah.
You know? It's a whole other podcast.
I like that. Oh, my God.
She's beautiful in it. Vivian Leigh is.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
I mean, that's like a top 20 film for me.
Yeah. Blanche. What are you doing?
We have made some progress since then.
I did see
Napoleonic Code.
I did see there was a production that was done in London with Gillian Anderson.
Yes, ooh. Yeah. Because she did a short film about her at the Tarantula Arms, where she plays Blanche.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
and
it's good.
I think it was like during quarantine. I watched her whole performance. And the set the set turns the entire time.
Yikes.
The entire time?
Yeah. So it slowly turns the whole set.
Wow.
She gives such an interesting, gives a great interpretation of that character. And just, I was... It's on YouTube, so it's not really, like, you're not really getting it.
Sure.
You're not there, but, like, my God, I was, like, fascinated by her.
I like Gillian Anderson.
Great performance.
I remember when she won the Emmy for playing Scully.
Sure.
From the X-Files.
Gillian Anderson? Who are we talking about?
Gillian Anderson. Oh. Try to keep up. Anyway, Oppenheimer will win. The Zone of Interest should. We all agree on that. Okay. I've got to keep the wheels on this bus.
Yeah, no fooling around now. Like, we've got to stay focused.
Visual effects. And the nominees are... Yeah, get the poppers out. The Creator. Godzilla Minus One. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, Napoleon.
What about your Napoleon?
I saw Dead Reckoning.
I saw that one as well.
How was it?
End of list.
I have to say that train sequence is great.
I saw Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
In terms of missions and
creator.
In terms of Missions Impossible, this was like a pretty weak entry.
Oh, did you feel like it was a possible mission?
It was pretty possible.
Yeah. I thought it was really fun.
It was fun. It was no Dead Reckoning. Like,
no, it is Dead Reckoning, literally.
Wait, what was the one before this?
Burj Khalifa fall?
Ghost Hunter.
Ghost Reckoning.
Not Ghost Protocol. Not Dead Reckoning.
What was the one with Henry Cavill?
That was number six. That's the one I'm talking about. Yeah. That's the best one.
That one's good.
This one was good, though. I like this one.
Did it have good visual effects?
Yeah, like, there's a scene where they're, like, having to, like, run through this train as it's going, like, off a cliff. Oh, I thought it was fun. Okay. I enjoyed it.
I want to say something about Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, if I may.
I want to say something about the creator, if I may.
Okay, great. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
It's called Fallout.
Fallout.
Thank you. God, Henry Cavill in that with that mustache.
That mustache.
Did too much. It was a lot for you.
No, I love it. Like, that's why I have this look now. I stole his look.
No. Yeah.
Hey, I got the mustache too going on. I do a little bit more rest of the facial hair than Ryan, but.
Yeah, it works on a lot of levels. but Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. A lot of Marvel movies look really cheap, and I think that that's on purpose because they're saving money in like ways they can, because when they have a big movie like this one, they spend their budget on an actual set. It shows. There was like a scene, I don't know if it was on a spaceship or in somebody's lair or something, but like I'm like, oh shit, this isn't a green room. You can tell that they actually built this set, and you can tell the difference.
That's production design. That's not visual effects.
Well, what I'm saying is that...
So, yeah, shut up, Ryan.
This is my soapbox. Excuse me, I brought my own soapbox, and I have something to say. They should do more practical stuff, is what I'm saying. And
so less visual effects, more other effects.
Yes. That's all.
Is the lesson you're trying to take away with this visual effects category?
Well, that's why I think like Poor Things should have been nominated.
Yeah,
I thought like the thought the visual effects in that were awesome and very subtle.
I'm with you on that. What did you have to say about The Creator?
Great film.
Really?
Was it really?
Really great. It's on Apple right now.
I was gonna say it's getting like mid reviews.
Oh, I enjoyed it. I don't know anything about it.
It
borrows a lot from other films, I will say that. But the visual effects, I will say, are really outstanding. It almost reminds me of an Ex Machina sort of thing, where like there's a lot of
You didn't like Ex Machina?
It was fine. I just think Alex Garland gets a little obsessed with his masturbatory fodder.
Wow.
I was just saying, like that.
I mean, if you like it, it's fine. Anything about you.
I'm saying that it's a human, but it's an android sort of thing.
Uh huh.
Half this, half that.
I like masturbating. Why are you against masturbation?
It's like a little happiness that you give yourself.
Yeah, I watched Poor Things.
I'm big into it.
I would like to see The Creator based on your recommendation, Darren.
Well, I was watching it for the visual effects, and I thought it really did great.
It did good
beautiful
on that.
Things
okay.
with that.
Okay.
Sheesh.
Matt hates.
I didn't masturbate during it.
It was the Zone of Interest.
Sounds like it didn't work.
Not
then.
Like I was watching the Zone of Interest when, my God, I couldn't stop touching myself.
We know.
Sandra!
Oh, yeah, turn off that light switch. Turn it back on. Sound. Oh,
Zone of Interest.
Darren's favorite movie of all time, The Creator. Maestro, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1.
I really hope it's the Zone of Interest.
Oppenheimer and Zone of Interest. Me too.
The sound in Zone of Interest makes the movie. Is just, I mean...
It makes the movie.
You cannot get... It's actually like the Sound of Metal. Remember someone Sound of Metal one? I was like, I couldn't... I was so... I couldn't even believe that was nominated because the sound was so good. I was like, there's no way this is going to be nominated. I was like, oh my God, it was nominated.
And then it won.
And then it won.
Yeah. I think, like, the movie is so reliant on sound. Like, I was joking that, like, what if we had, like, amusement park sounds instead?
Yeah.
It's a totally different movie. Like, you have to have that sound design. Yeah. It's integral to the movie, and they did a great job. And... if it doesn't win, I'm going to flip this Academy over like so many tables.
Yeah, this is like the one category that I'm like, hands down, there's nothing else in contention for sound design.
It's Oppenheimer will win, but Zone of Interest should.
Yeah, if Oppenheimer does win, like that, I feel like that's showing their hand a little bit. I mean, that's nothing new, granted, but like this is the one thing that Zone of Interest, I think, unequivocally got right was the sound design.
Yeah, they nailed it.
So, yeah. Darren, do you think Oppenheimer will win, or
I'm not going to even say that because I think if I put that into the ether, it'd be
bad energy.
Like Zone of Interest is going to win.
Okay.
I like it.
I like that, Lisa, you're saying that it's like up in the air enough that there's chance that Zone of Interest could win, cuz like this is the one thing that unequivocally I think it should win.
It's integral.
After that, we have short film live action. Darren, you're probably the only one who's seen these movies.
I just saw animated. I have not seen live action.
All right, okay. Let's just skip that category.
I'm sorry.
Yep. We can't
see short film animated. Did you see those?
Yeah.
Letter to a Pig, 9 5 Senses, Our Uniform, Pachyderm, and War is Over, inspired by the music of John and Oko.
Good use of the exclamation point there.
War is Over will win.
Okay. Why do you feel that?
It's the most... It's a great story. It has the most prestige next to it.
Okay.
If you look at short films, the ones that have the most like backing... usually win.
And who's this backing it? Is it someone of...
It's Sean Leonard. It's Sean...
It's the estate.
Yeah, the estate.
Okay.
The song only comes into play in the very, very, very end, which I actually think is the weakest part of the little film.
Okay.
But the film itself is beautiful, well done, it's well made. If I had to say, I would do 95 Senses would be my award.
Okay. That's the one you like the most.
That was the one I was like, oh, like really kind of hit me.
Okay.
Beautiful. Beautifully done. About a man in being sent to the...
don't say gas chamber.
No, being sent to the electric chair, being sent to death. And he's
on the Green Mile.
He, in a very kind of poetic way, goes back and talks about his life and what he's learned and what he's done and what he regrets.
Are there any funny ones? Like,
no.
My Year of Dicks?
No, they're all...
Where the ostrich is telling me that life is real and I believe him?
Like
they're all serious?
So Letter to a Pig is about a man talking to a classroom about how he hid in a pig sty from the Nazis.
Unbelievable. Okay.
Ryan's like, unbelievable. Another Nazi story.
Is about a man looking back after, you know, when he's going to be executed, looking back on his life. Our Uniform is about women, or about a girl who wore a hijab in school, and the what that was like, and it's all done in animation through her uniform. War Is Over is about two different sides who have a carrier pigeon that carry messages across the battlefield. But within that, they realize that the pigeon is also carrying moves that these two men are using for their chess game. And the
But on opposite sides?
Yes. And
I don't know.
And then the last one, the last one is, it's very heavy. It's too heavy. And the pigeon dies. I'm just going to say that.
I'm sure it does.
I'm over here thinking, like, wow, that's so deep and complex and rich.
It's like, and there's another one I can't remember. They're all heavy.
Pachyderm, pachyderm.
Oh my god!
Yeah, tell us about the pachy.
Myself, I'm an idiot.
I can't remember what that one was about.
Okay.
I saw them all together.
It wasn't about an elephant.
All I remember is the woman behind me when I was watching them was like the.
She went.
Oh god. I was like, really, lady? Like, keep it together. But the thing is so funny, when you see them in the theater, they'll show you other ones that are in contention. And one of them that was in contention that was not nominated, should have been nominated, it was about salmon going up a river. And let me tell you, it was so beautiful. And the salmon were like little swimmers, like human swimmers.
Okay.
That were animated with flippers and like goggles. And it was killed me. And Marianne Faithfull narrated it, and it was stunning.
I wasn't expecting that.
And it was
just like, it wild me horses up. Yeah. Couldn't drag me away.
It reminded me of 1969's They Shoot Horses, Don't They? With Jane Fonda.
Oh, God, you have to watch that.
Depression era. Marathon
dancing.
Damn. You know, there's an episode of Gilmore, a very, like, important episode
have
of Gilmore
Girls.
Have any
of you seen They Shoot Horses, Don't They?
Yeah, 100%.
Isn't it so
and
good?
There is an episode called They Shoot Gilmore's, Don't They? Where they are stuck in like an overnight like depression era dance contest. And no, I mean,
full circle, everyone, full circle.
I'm just telling you, Amy Sherman Palladino would be like a great sit-in for one of these
oh,
things.
Let's get her on
like,
the pod.
She has like the same like cultural frame of reference as we do.
Oh my god.
That was a short film.
That was the best. That's the highlight of this podcast.
Production design, Barbie.
By the way, this is the. Oh, go ahead, Sam.
Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things.
This is the category to watch this year. This is Ryan's stamp of approval.
So first of all, there's Oppenheimer and Killers of the Flower Moon that had to build whole towns. Then there was Barbie. And
poor things
that created worlds. And I think that's really what
then there's Napoleon, which was also a movie that came out this year.
Yes.
Thank you for your contribution.
Ooh, I came in strong on Barbie, being like shoo-in for the win.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, so well done. Looks great. Looks great, like Barbie's
yeah.
world. Like they actually ran out of the
pink paint. Yeah. I mean, it's great.
You couldn't
get it
if you worked in any production design at the time because they just used it all up to make this movie. And then I saw Poor Things. And
And you were like, give Barbie the $10,000.
And then I'm like, get Barbie out of here. No, I don't know. I think the production design on Poor Things is very high and great.
Zone of Interest should have been nominated in place of Napoleon. I'm just going to say that.
That would have been
and
fine.
And I think actually Barbie
did
should
have
been
Did either of you see Napoleon?
No.
Napoleon, who? What did you call me?
Yeah, your silence speaks volumes.
Did you?
No. Who has time? Ridley Scott makes super boring movies these days. I'm just saying it.
Hot take.
No, it's not hot. You House of take. Gucci. House of Gucci should have been 2 hours of nonstop, gossipy, bitchy action, and it was not.
Mm.
Like, if you can't make, like, Lady Gaga playing, like, a murderous millionaire interesting, like, you got no business making movies.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. No, like, honestly, and I'm a defender of Last Duel. It came out the same year as House of Gucci. Great movie.
Mm.
But I'm just like, I'm sorry, like, Ridley, like, if you can't make Lady Gaga playing a murderous millionaire interesting, like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm.
And, like, so it's just like when Napoleon came out, I'm like, and it's like 2 hours, 48 minutes, something like that. I'm like, no, I'm not shucking out $18 to, like, sit and be bored at a movie theater. No, I'm not doing it.
Okay. So we don't know. Napoleon could have extremely
fantastic production. It has the best production values, but it's just like, I'm just not eager to see it. Like,
it's a real restoration, if you will. Hot take. Too deep. Too, is that
what do you
too
mean?
Deep?
Wait, say it again.
Restoration.
Is that a movie?
Yeah. It won Best Art Direction and Costume Design in 1995.
Wow. What was it about?
It was like during the restoration period, and it was like Sam Neill and.
Did
Meg
he play a, cuckolded
husband?
Husband
that the wife doesn't want to be married to?
It was like very forgettable, but it won 2 Oscars.
Wow.
That's like a... Did any of you see the movie The House of Sand and Fog?
Yes.
Oh my
gosh. I read the book.
Yes.
I didn't see the movie.
Oh, no, wait. Not The House of Sand and Fog. Maybe it is. Not the one with Jennifer Connelly.
That's The House of Sand and Fog. And Ben Kingsley.
House of Flying Daggers. No,
House of Gucci.
No, all right. I'll give you the cast.
House of the Spirits.
House of the Spirits. That's the one.
Wow. Meryl Streep, Glenn Close, Antonio.
Winona Ryder, Jeremy Irons, Meryl Streep, Glenn Close, Antonio Banderas. You ever heard of the movie?
Came thinking about
they
it. It sounds great.
They all played
so boring. It's the most boring thing you've ever seen in your life.
Don't watch it. Okay,
should have been in it, except for Antonio.
But it's just like that cast, though. Like you name the cast members, I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Which is why I watched it. And it's so boring.
We haven't talked about this. They announced that they're gonna start giving away a casting director or a casting director Oscar starting in 2026.
Are they gonna do retrospective ones and give Julia Taylor 40 different Academy Awards for casting?
Sure. I don't know. I meant to talk about this earlier, but like, isn't
Ellen
that great?
Chenoweth is going to get 10,000 retroactive awards.
We've talked about this. How great casting people are.
Yeah.
Like how important that is to a movie.
Academy Award for stunts now, and I'll be happy.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
They should.
Have you guys heard or maybe even listened to the podcast? It's Daniel Radcliffe and what was his former stunt person.
Oh yeah, they made a movie out of it.
Yeah, he was paralyzed doing one of the stunts.
Yeah.
Do you know what their podcast is called? Cunning Stunts. Say it 5 times fast.
Yeah, I get it. They're worried you're going to say stunning cunts. That's the joke. Cunt is the word.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
By the way, I saw an interview with Olivia Colman and like, what's your favorite? It was just like a runway thing. They're like, what's your favorite curse word? And she's like, can I really say it? And they're like, yeah, yeah. And she goes, cunt. She just says it. It's good. Anyway.
Are you sure it wasn't on Graham Norton?
I don't know.
He often asks that question.
My brain's gone now.
Olivia Colman on Graham Norton, though, is pretty priceless.
Yeah.
Like,
Graham Norton just, he's great.
Well, like, did you see the one?
Go on his show. I bet that'd be fun.
Oh, yeah, because they, like, drink and he's, like, super gossipy.
Yeah. Who would be our, like, celebrity that we're paired with? It's the three of us and...
Johnny Knoxville.
Oh.
Why is that bad?
I wanted, like,
Chris O'Donnell.
I wanted a Judi Dench or something. Like, I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be fun. It's a little too on the nose, though, don't you think?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a casting director for Graham Norton.
You're not
Live.
A Juliet Taylor.
Yeah.
You're not an Ellen Chenoweth.
So we all agree that Poor Things and or Barbie is going to win and not Oppenheimer.
For production design?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like Poor Things to win. Darren, do you have an idea of, like, what the soothsayer other...
look into your crystal ball that you brought. It's beautiful, by
the
way.
Yeah, I think Barbie will win.
Okay.
I think Barbie will win, too. And I'm fine with that.
I'm not upset with that at all.
But I think Poor Things did a really good job.
Music, original song, The Fire Inside from Flamin' Hot.
Do you guys know... Did any of you watch Flamin' Hot?
No.
Darren, I thought you had to watch... Everything, Diane Warren.
I didn't
Warren.
Watch that. Get off my back.
But every year, you're just like, Diane Warren has to get nominated.
This is the directorial debut of Eva Longoria.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah.
But this is no shade against Eva Longoria. Just go back to banging your hot young husband. Don't direct any movies.
The movie, I listened to all the songs today before coming here, and I was like, what is Flamin' Hot? I haven't heard about it. It's about a janitor. It's a true story.
Yeah.
Who worked at Frito-Lay. And
it's that movie.
Yeah, came up with the idea to have Flamin' Hot Cheetos be based on his, like, cultural
I heard about
stuff.
This movie, yeah.
Yeah. So the song is fine.
Darren, you have a whole glass of wine there.
Get off my back.
I just don't want you to miss out on anything.
We all know what's going to win.
Wait, say the rest of them. Because I think this is an interesting category.
I'm just Ken from the Barbie movie.
Wait. Oh, yeah. You're sorry.
It Never Went Away from American Symphony. Washahi, a song for my people from Killers of the Flower Moon. And What Was I Made For? Also from Barbie. Music by Billie Eilish and Phineas.
Billie Eilish is going to win. Like,
yeah.
Won the Grammy. It's a good song.
Well, I mean, she's already won an Oscar, though. You don't think they're going to give it to someone else?
No, she's going to win.
She is.
Yeah.
I think
they will win.
Yeah.
Phineas and...
Yeah. Okay. And I'm fine with it. I like the idea of...
It's a better song than I'm Just Ken.
Yeah, that's a mess. That song
is
a
beautiful
mess.
What Was I Made For is a beautiful song.
Yeah. It is funny, like, going back and listening to these songs today, like, both I'm Just Ken and What Was I Made For and the, like, Lizzo song at the beginning of Barbie, they're all, like, commenting on what's happening on screen, which is so odd. And the only one that, like, really works is... What Was I Made For? Because then, you can take that outside the movie and listen to it. It's like, oh, this is actually pretty good on its own.
Okay.
Well, but that's not... I mean, that's... I understand what you're saying, but, like, that's... I think that's always the problem with this category is, like, are you doing a movie that's for... Are you doing a song for the movie? Or are you doing a song that, like...
For the award.
Song, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's where I think, actually, I'm Just Ken is actually... Like, that's for the movie.
Yeah. You would never write that unless you're, like, making
it...
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. I actually liked... I mean, there's no world where the Killers of the Flower Moon song is going to win. But it was interesting to sit with that for 6 minutes today, where I was like, huh. It doesn't sound like it was just written for this, but I guess it was. That's fascinating.
That was a good low-key shade, Ryan. Thank you for that.
I don't know. It was cool. Peaches could have been nominated here for Super Mario Brothers. Jack Black. That was a good song.
Yeah, except that movie and song are shit.
Wow.
And
coming in hot.
Dance the Night could have been nominated for Barbie, but now only two
right.
songs from one movie can be nominated. That's the new rules. So I think that that's stupid.
Otherwise, you're going to get like a Little Mermaid or an Ever After situation. No, Ever After. What's the Amy Adams movie?
No.
What's that called?
Enchanted.
Enchanted. Sorry.
All right, music original score.
Oh, this is a good one. I have a lot of thoughts.
American Fiction. Lura Cartman. What? Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, John Williams. Killers of the Flower Moon, Robbie Robertson. Oppenheimer, Ludwig Göransson, doing his best Hans Zimmer here, if you ask me.
Get him out of there.
Poor Things, Jerskin Ferdix.
I think Killers of the Flower Moon will win.
Yeah?
Because really? It is a pastiche?
Pastoral.
Posthumous nomination.
Robbie Robertson died?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Wait, hold on. Can we just
look is this like when you thought Michael Nyman died?
Yeah, I'm now
which was like 6 years ago and he's still alive.
Stop. I think
you apologized for that.
Wait, I didn't... what's his name? Robbie
Robertson. From the band.
What band?
The Band.
Oh, he's from The Band.
Yeah.
I see. Boy, I sure don't remember the soundtrack.
Yeah, he died in August 9th, 2023.
Damn.
I was really hoping you'd say 2002 or something. You're like, wow, okay.
Yeah, he's... okay. Yeah,
I don't remember that score, I'll be honest with you.
I think that's going to win.
Honestly, I'm not against it. It had a modern taste to it. Like, you could put it in, like, a movie... from like that takes place today,
yeah,
and you wouldn't miss a
beat.
It
did have a modern
but it also kind of fit, like it had that Americana feel that like you could get away with in a period piece.
See, okay, let's get John Williams out of there. Let's also get Ludwig Göransson out of there. One of my biggest critiques of Oppenheimer was that the non-stop sawing away
at violins. But that's how fucking Nolan likes all his movies nowadays.
I hated it.
Like,
I was like, turn it off for a second, please. Give me a minute to breathe.
But is that directorial? Is that score?
Well, I also didn't care for the score. The score was like just noisy sawing violins, in my opinion.
I just thought it was like the same thing that like Hans Zimmer has done a thousand times over.
Yeah, I thought it was Hans Zimmer until I saw the credits.
Yes, same here. And it's like, Nolan has a type. Yeah. When it comes to scores, and it's just he knew the score.
Yeah,
you know?
I think you should throw Rustin in there, Winford Marsalis.
So do you want Poor Things to win?
Branford Marsalis. And I also think that we should throw Rustin in there, which was good. I liked Poor Things a lot because I think it was integral to the movie and was weird and hard to listen to. If we're going to give it to the composer for What's Her Name for Joker, which was also like a difficult score, I think we can make the leap to Poor Things.
I mean, I'd like it to go to Robbie Robertson because like I think he did walk that fine line of being like modern and time appropriate.
Okay.
But I have no problems whatsoever with it going to Jerskin Ferdick for Poor Things, because like the score was like integral to the movie. Like,
yeah,
it was like, I don't want to say another character because it wasn't another character, but like it was as much a part of the movie as the production design.
Yeah, I agree, and it's hard. It's not a fun thing to listen to, but I thought it was really good.
Darren, do you have anything to add?
Nope.
Makeup and hairstyling, we have Golda, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, and Society of the Snow.
We haven't talked about Society of the Snow.
Yeah, it's streaming and I still didn't watch it.
I haven't seen it because I'm scared to watch it.
Me too. As someone who was traumatized by Alive as a kid, I'm not super interested.
But I loved his film, The Impossible. I loved that film.
Every time I have diarrhea, I think of that movie.
Can you elaborate on that?
It's like, it feels like that wall. Like, I mean, toward your rectum.
I never saw The Impossible.
Oh, it's my about, God, like, The Impossible is so good.
Like,
no, it's about the tsunami.
It's like a whole it's incredible.
Oh, shit. I know, like, in Japan?
No, it's in...
It's not Fukushima, yeah, no.
It's South,
that's what I think of when I think
Southeast
of tsunamis.
Southeast Asia.
Oh, the okay, yeah.
But it's just like wall of water. And every time I got, like, stuff going on diarrhea, down there, okay. I think of...
Great. Now when
it's
I go to watch
great
it.
Great film.
Ewan McGregor's in it.
And
Naomi Watts
is nominated.
I remember this now, yeah.
And it's a Tom Holland is the young boy.
It's
it's
a great film.
I remember this
He's
now.
He's Maze Runner age, so you'd like it, Ryan.
I'm gonna scorch trial you. All right.
I think my
scorch your trial.
I think so too. They're like, wow, that nose. Damn.
I've also heard that Golda might win because, like, it's a complete transformation.
Yeah, she's unrecognizable.
You can't even recognize her in it.
Well said, you two. International feature film.
I know, it's being a shit. I haven't seen a single one of these. No, I saw The Zone of Interest. I take that back.
Zone of Interest, Teacher's Lounge, Society of Snow,
Perfect Days.
Wait, why not Perfect Days?
And Io Capitano?
Perfect Days is a Wim Wenders film.
Yeah.
And everyone seems to love it.
Even though they have it as, like, Japanese.
Yeah.
And, like, he's... Wim Wenders has, like, said that he spends a lot of time in Japan. Like, if he goes more than, like, a year or two without visiting it, like, that, like, he feels, like, loneliness in his heart or something.
Oh.
First of all, it's who's backing the film. Like, it's not what language it's in. It's, like, what's backing it.
Mm.
What do you mean?
Well, the Zone of Interest is from United Kingdom.
Right.
But it's a German-speaking film.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it's about whose film is... It's like...
The production.
Back in the day when it was, like, red, blue, and white, remember?
Yes.
Kieslowski.
Like, those were all, like, Polish films, but they were actually not under Polish...
Weren't from Poland.
Yeah, and the colors themselves were supposed to be the French flag.
Exactly.
Right. I remember. Okay.
And so they were supposed to speak to, like, French values.
So it's not that simple.
Okay.
So who's backing it?
Do you think Zone of Interest will win this one in lieu of winning Best Picture?
Yes.
Okay, I do too. Matt?
Whatever you say. Hmm. Documentary short. Darren, did you see these? Otherwise, Ryan didn't.
Excuse me.
I did not see these. I'm sorry, not yet. They're on my list.
All right, we'll go to film editing. Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things.
I think Anatomy of a Fall.
I like the editing in Anatomy of a Fall.
I mean...
It's going to go to Oppenheimer, but...
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, both?
I think it's going to be a steamroller this year. I think it's like a Titanic year. It's going to win it all.
Okay.
I think Anatomy of a Fall is better.
Yeah. All 13 out of 13 nominations?
No.
It won't win supporting actress, and it won't win screenplay.
Best song.
Best song. It won't win best song.
It won't win, like, Dear Oppenheimer.
I made the bomb.
It won't win costume design. Although his silhouette was wonderful.
All right, how are we talking about, how are we feeling about documentary feature film?
Nope, didn't see any of those.
Eternal Memory, Ford Daughter, To Kill a Tiger.
Ford Daughter.
20 Days in Mariupol.
First time that the Associated Press has been nominated for an Academy Award.
Really?
Really.
For what?
20 Days in Mariupol. You don't think that'll win? Oh no, Darren's yawning. We're at risk of him falling asleep.
All right, we're moving on. Directing!
You like directing, right?
God, this podcast is so boring. Is anyone even listening?
Wow. All
right, get the poppers out, Matt.
Okay, hold on. But we got to save them for Best Actress, but okay, I'll get them out now.
Okay.
All right, directing. Anatomy of a Fall, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, Zone of Interest.
I mean, it's Nolan's year. They're going to give it to him.
It's they're going to even... Yeah.
But...
If I had my choice, it would be... I think I'd give it to...
Celine Song?
Celine... I think I'd give it to Zone of Interest.
Yeah, I'm partial.
Did you? Oh my god!
I know. Can just, I just take them home? Oh no! That's the alarm for this episode. So we'll finish this and then I'm gonna stop it.
What's wrong?
I just don't know what I'm going to choose for this one. Best director? I think it should be for Past Lives. I liked Celine Song a lot.
She's not nominated, though, Ryan. Like, think about someone who's nominated, for Christ's sake. Come on.
Let's go with... I'll go with Jonathan Glazer, too.
Yeah.
What about you, Matt? You and Marty?
You and Marty.
You and your cult of Marty. Yeah. Oh, I love Marty.
Marty over there.
Marty.
I love Casino.
I do love Casino.
Actually, Casino's not bad.
That fucking cattle prod scene, triumph in like directorial like sense of geography. Like it could have been a music video, but it's not. Like,
sounds like my life, baby.
Sorry, I'm just...
He's eating mushrooms. Matt's doing drugs, everyone.
Oh, what do you call what you're doing over there?
These with are your... legal.
So? Does that change the morality of it?
I bought this Molly legally, thank you.
From me? Just because I charge you sales tax doesn't mean that it's any more or less legal.
What is wrong? Why are you...
She doesn't like it when you snort. See?
Oh, yeah, little? You big and tough?
You know what I like to do? I like you to do tough? With her. Matt doesn't like me to do
Oh, this. She really doesn't like it. I wonder what...
I like to, like...
No, it's
pretend
when,
like I see something. Like, what was that?
Oh, that doesn't get her, like, super riled up.
Yeah, she gets excited.
Hey, it's human nature to look where other people are looking.
And
dogs
she's a dog.
Tune into that.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, I know. They're
riling you up on purpose.
They're bitches.
Are we still recording?
Yes, yeah. Of course.
Oh my god.
We have to finish directing and then I'm going to stop it because then we're going to do acting, right? Probably.
All right, I'll be difficult.
We're going to do some mushrooms and do...
No, I think Marty should get it.
Motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah. Again?
Oh my god. Boring.
Yeah, I know. Wah, you guys can hate me. It's
yeah,
fine.
He's drank the Kool-Aid. He loves Marty.
Okay, hit the stop button so we can go to commercial break here.
Don't tell me what to do.